Welcome to the Victorian Energy Podcast. Today our topic is lithium batteries. Oh, we're here to get together with Johannes Boonstra. Welcome, Johannes.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Yes. And our guest of today is Erik Swallow. Hi, Erik.
Hello, thank you.
So Johannes, maybe you can tell us why lithium batteries?
Yeah, I think some people might think, well, why it's on batteries? Because Victorum is basically in a factory of chargers, inverters, and then all these kind of related stuff. But we feel over the last decade that batteries become more and more important as integration of the energy system. And therefore, we decided a long time ago that we should develop our own batteries with our own communication and also extra benefits, what you have if you have the ecosystem, well, with our own dedicated batteries. In order to do that, we decided also to, well, get a development team, especially for this. And the leader of that team is joining us today, and that's Erik Swallow. So today we can ask everything we want on these lithium developments.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So Erik, when did you start at Victorian Energy?
Oh, I started this January, so January of 2025. It's less than a year now, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And can you maybe tell a little bit more about your work at Victorian?
Yeah, sure. So, or perhaps a little bit about my background to begin with. So I spent about 20 years in the marine and mobile industry. Spent a lot of that time actually on developing the further first generations of lithium batteries for another company. We made a lot of mistakes, so it was a very fun journey, and we brought in a lot of experience over those 20 years. And now actually the next step is happening for me at Victorian, where we're at the very early stages of a longer journey with a lot of cool projects being kicked off, and the developments that Johannes just talked about, bringing them into action.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, the first, and I think also one of the most important questions a lot of our listeners will have is, what is new on the battery cell technology? Because a lot of that is happening over there on price, but also on technology. So maybe you can explain something where we are and where we're going.
I think a lot of the people have heard the buzzword LFP or iron phosphate, which is probably one of the most common cell technologies out there. It's also probably one of the safest cell technologies out there. And it's also the one that we extensively use in our products. And it's also in the foreseeable future going to be still the dominant chemistry out there, which is very beneficial for the customer. Then what you're also seeing is that there are two major markets. You have the energy storage market, where a lot of it is about performance or lower performance and a very sharp price point. And it's really a lot about stability. And then on the other side, we have the more special applications in the marine and the mobile market, but also in the industrial and the or in the industrial sector. And then it's more about performance and then really trying to maximize what you can get out of the battery. And those two markets kind of behave a little bit different from one another. So that also affects the type of product that you would actually see and expect in those markets. And then next to it, if we look in on the horizon, then we actually see new chemistries like sodium batteries, but also solid state batteries, where sodium batteries actually don't have any exotic chemistries inside, which would also allow it to be manufactured outside of China, which I think on the current global level, a lot of people would cheer for that. And then on the other side, it's the solid state batteries, which are inherently like almost perfectly safe. But that technology is in a much earlier stage. It's also more expensive right now. So we're really looking forward to see when that is going to become more available widespread. And then for us, Victorian, it's really about trying to make the best of the available technologies for us. And we have a very cool roadmap for the future.
Well, you mentioned it a little bit. For a lot of people, pricing is a big thing. Because in an energy system, the storage part is the big cost. What is happening on trending, on price for how you see it?
I think if you look back over the last 10 years, I think the general price trend has been going down. But at the same time, there have been quite some global disruptions, which have also caused small spikes throughout the different years. depending on the type of technology evolution, which is continuously happening in the manufacturing lines. And they're continuously trying to make the cells cheaper, but also more stable. And they are experimenting heavy with changing submaterials inside the cells to basically, over time actually increase the performance and reduce the cost. And I think at the same time, on a global level, you see several subsidy programs running from time to time. And they also basically create a massive pull in on companies buying cells. But then that also typically creates then challenges in the supply chain, which leads to short-term shortages. And then the price go up again until there is new supply available, and then everything goes down. So in the bigger picture, price will continue to go down. And we also see that in our market. But here and there, maybe from year to year, you may see some interesting price fluctuations.
Speaking on price, we got a lot of comments from people say, hey, it's all nice, the inverters and chargers, Victor Energy, but I'm far better off buying my own cells. I can go on any web page in the Far East. I buy my own cells. I make a nice enclosure for it. And they work as well or maybe even better. What is your opinion on the do-it-yourself solutions in the lithium part?
If I go to Instagram or other interesting websites, I find that there are a lot of successful do-it-yourself solutions out there from people on a small scale. So they typically buy then second-hand cells or second-hand batteries, and they tear them apart and they build their own ESS system at home. And I think if you do that on a small scale and you really like to experiment on that level, I think that's there's a world for everyone. But at the same time, I think we have made a lot of mistakes in our journey to actually fully understand the batteries. And we also have made a lot of mistakes with matching the right BMS on the right cells and fully understanding the characteristics. And I think the value of buying Victron is actually that you buy the solution after all the mistakes. And you don't have to take that risk. And you know whatever you buy, it's solid and it works and it performs the way how you expect it to perform. So I think internet kind of suggests that it's very easy to just buy cells and a BMS and put it together. I think experience has shown that quite often it works for a while. And then when it no longer works, then it's not easy to find a proper solution. And I think what Victron brings to the table is actually the complete solution, which is actually rock solid.
So you mentioned BMS. So how does a BMS and battery combination work? So what's important?
Yeah. So every single cell that you buy, being it a cylindrical cell or being it a pouch cell or a prismatic cell, they all have their own characteristics. So the amount of energy that they have inside, but also something we call internal resistance, which kind of tells you how quickly the cells can actually deliver the energy or absorb the energy during the charging process. And then at the same time, the BMS has the responsibility to monitor the cells, but also to make sure that whatever source or whatever load is pushing it outside of the safe operating area to stop that from happening. And what we quite often see is a lot of the standard BMSs, they only reach a certain level of performance. And also when you create your own cell pack, the mixing of the cells really have a large level of impact on the performance of the pack. And I think, again, that is the experience and the knowledge that we bring to the table of knowing fully what the capabilities are of the cells that we use. And at the same time, with our own BMS design, we're able to fully get the most performance out of the battery while also giving you the longest cycle life over time.
And of course, the BMS gives you a lot of monitoring options that you can see what's happening and that you can, predict state of charge and these kind of things.
I think one of the very beautiful things with Victron is that we have the Victron Connect app to actually connect with the battery and the BMS. And then on top of that, we also have the VRM, where you can completely monitor your system. And I think those two tools are massively powerful for also the near future, that we're able to basically give way more information to the customer on what we are, what's actually happening inside their product.
Yeah. And the nice thing, of course, is that if there's something new, software-wise, you can also upgrade or update through your own Victron Connect app.
Yes, yes. And in honesty, we do have software updates and they do basically help with also bringing new features to the marketplace. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and at the moment, a lot of people know that already. I think we have the smart lithium batteries, but basically they're going to be replaced by the NG batteries. What is the difference and who is it for? Who will benefit from the NG features and specification? Because you talked about the energy storage market and you the more heavy duty things, so to say.
I think the lithium NG range is very much built for scalable battery banks, where customers are really looking for the complete performance package. So I think that is more tailored towards the marine and mobile market, but also the industrial market, where really performance matters and the robustness matters, the IP rating matters, and the stability matters. And the difference also between the lithium NG is that the lithium NG is our own design built from the ground up to actually create that scalable battery bank. The BMS setup is different in the sense of that every single cell has its own cell guard, and all the cell guards together form the complete battery bank, which also means that compared to the smart batteries, the BMS was in the smart battery, and with Victron Connect, for instance, you can only connect to a single battery. And if you had a bank, you had to make multiple connections if you wanted to monitor that. And with the lithium NG, all the information comes together at the BMS level. And then with the BMS, you can monitor and control the complete battery bank. And then also when you talk about the more complicated systems where you do series and parallel combined with the new cell guard technology, it makes no difference anymore because you're basically managing on a cell level and all the data comes together in the BMS. And then the BMS tells every single individual battery how to do the balancing and also how to aggregate the data.
Mm-hmm. So NG, where stands it for?
I've heard two versions, next generation and the new generation, and I think they're both true. So that's the abbreviation.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me one thing? Because I have a lot of people talking about how to balance cells with the smart lithium batteries. The balancing is inside the battery itself and doesn't communicate with anything else but the battery. And with NG, that's something different. So with NG and series connected, you basically have a balancing as if it was one battery itself. The only thing is it's not in the same enclosure. How does that work?
Yeah, so I think with the old lithium smarts, the balancing mostly happened on a bank level where every battery understood what the rough voltage level needed to be. And then based on the average voltage of the bank, it would determine for itself that it needed to try to balance. And this was kind of a rough process. And we also, I think, found out some cases where it didn't work exactly as we expected it to be. And that's also one of the big improvements which we made for the lithium NG, because every cell has its own monitor. So the BMS in the end knows for every single cell what the voltage is. It collects all the voltages then for the complete bank. So you get a total bank voltage. And then it's basically not multiply, but
comprehend what was happening.
Well, basically it divides the total battery voltage by the amount of cells, and then every single cell gets its set point. And then it also doesn't matter if the bank is in parallel or in a series, because it can automatically determine what is the specific cell voltage on average that we need to hit in order to be perfectly balanced. And that is the beauty of the cell guard technology, that it actually does this automatically for us.
Yeah, so if you increase low voltage batteries to get to a higher voltage, your balancing is just as perfect as you would have a high voltage battery, right?
Exactly. And that's also the technology scales exceptionally well also for more complicated battery banks.
Yeah, that's great.
So could you give us a little teaser about the super packs? So there are no details yet.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell something about it.
Yeah, so I think Victron is already selling the current version of the super pack for several years with very good feedback. But at the same time, we've also heard people asking for, can we get also a newer generation of super packs?
To interrupt you, what is a super pack?
So a super pack is a complete, so comparing the lithium NG, for instance, with the super pack is where the lithium NG, you buy the cells with the cell guards. And then the BMS is an external unit, and the BMS actually controls the complete bank, but also protects the bank from the outside world. And with the super packs, you actually integrate the BMS inside the individual battery. So every individual battery is able to connect or disconnect itself from the bank in the case that it's basically being pushed outside of the safe operating envelope. And with the first generation of super packs, we basically introduced that technology inside our own batteries. With also certain limitations. And what we're basically building now is the Superpack NG, which actually takes all the learnings, the cell guard technology, but also a completely new e-switch that we designed in-house, and bring that all together into a new box, which we then call the Superpack NG. And then also, which allows us to create much, or also again, larger battery banks, but then still with the control inside each battery.
So it's a sort of a battery, just like the NG battery, but now also as a drop-in version. So you can just replace an average lead acid battery with a Superpack battery.
Yes. Yes, that's indeed the intent. So the Superpack NG is designed to work as a standalone. So you only have to connect basically the terminals and an additional signal. And then it does exactly the same thing as your AGM gel batteries would do.
The big question is then, of course, for all the RV people out there, does it fit below the seat?
Yeah, so the first model that we're focusing on is one that actually fits exactly underneath the seat. And keeping it fake on purpose to not give away too many teasers right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people will be very happy about this, I guess. What are your thoughts about the rack mount batteries? Because if we have the heavy-duty batteries and we have the drop-in batteries, then there's only one, subpartion of the market left, and that's the rack mount batteries, the 19-inch batteries.
I think this is kind of like in the top three of most asked questions from the market. So it's a really good one. So as part of the development of the Superpack NGs, the individual components like the BMS, but also the e-switch, but also the type of cells that we're choosing for this solution, actually also fit exactly in a rack mount battery. And for us, we have a very wide market reach, where we basically sell in both marine mobile, but also in basic energy storage systems. And also here for us, it's a natural flow that there's going to be a point in the near future that we're also going to have our own rack mount battery. But at the same time, we first need to complete the lithium NG and Superpack NG journey before we actually can make that next step.
And if that will happen, I guess it will more be focused on let's say performance than on price.
Yes. I think for us, again, the key of Victron is really to provide a complete and a robust a solution to the market. And I don't think that our core focus is price only.
What is also happening in the world of lithium is that there are much more regulations and also certifications needed. And I know that these things cost a lot of time. But how far are we? How are we catching up? Are we able to meet all the certifications out there? And what's your view on that?
I think what you're really seeing out there is that dial the clock back like 10 years ago, the lithium market was way less evolved or mature. And then also the regulations were, at least from my perspective, quite all over the place. And what you're basically seeing over the last 10 years is that there's a lot of consolidation happening. So the American standards, UL, are much more aligned now with the IEC standards. The European battery regulation got into place, which is also helping / forcing us to mature faster. And I think what I understood also is that over the first 10 years, we were not necessarily ahead of the curve. I think now with the lithium NGs and the Superpack NGs, we're very much making a big jump start from the get-go. And you will see also on the website that more and more of the certifications are becoming activated for these new ranges. And we expect that we're in the rhythm.
Great.
So I've heard there are some new features in the small BMS models. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
One of the big changes from the smart to the lithium NG was actually that the Bluetooth moved from the BMS into the BMS. So in the old situation, in the lithium smarts, Bluetooth was actually inside the battery, and then the BMS was only listening to analog signals and responding. With the new BMSs, actually all the logic and intelligence is actually now in the BMS. Which also means that the new small BMS NG or VBUS BMS NG, they become complete battery monitors, including current measurements, state of charge, calculations, and everything else. So right now, if you buy the small BMS NG or the VBUS BMS NG, you just you don't only buy the simple BMS you bought before, but you buy now a way more complete solution, and it also gives you more complete information. On top of that, where the old BMS actually worked on a battery level, the new BMS actually works on a bank level. So you are able to make much larger banks and still have all the information at your fingertips via the Bluetooth connection.
Well, speaking of making lots of larger banks, what you can also do, of course, is parallel BMSs. You talked about firmware, that we have firmware updates. And one of these firmware updates I enjoyed a lot is to able to be paralleling BMSs. How is your idea on that? Is that something which will involve even further? What will we do with this?
I'm super happy that we finally we got to the point of releasing the parallel BMS functionality. So what it actually does is it allows you to put more of the links BMSs in parallel, and it also allows you then to split up your bank into multiple smaller banks. And then if there for whatever reason one of the batteries in one of the banks gets in outside of the safe operating envelope, so over voltage or under voltage or something, then at least only that part of the battery bank disconnects, and then the rest of the system still operates, which increases the redundancy for the customer. And it also means that if you're leisuring on your boat, you're enjoying your time, something happens, you're not running out of power. You just basically have to take a little bit more consideration that you have less power available, but you can just continue your journey as is. And that is something, that philosophy of trying to basically make it easier on our customers and also make systems more redundant, that is one of the important focuses for us moving forward.
Another thing, what you can also do is having a smart lithium BMS in parallel with an NG battery BMS. So if you want to be flexible, you want to upgrade your own battery bank, you can even add another BMS to it and make a bigger bank, of course.
Yes. Yeah. 100% correct. Yeah, beautiful feature.
What is completely new, and I think a lot of people don't use that yet, is that you can reverse the direction of the BMS. So you have the battery side and you have the load side. And that was also, introduced the last month, 2 months ago or something.
Yeah, I think.
Can you tell us something about that?
I think we released it around the summer, where for the Lynx BMS indeed, normally you have your batteries on the left side and then you have to connect the loads to the right side. But we also found out for some customers that purely because of placing the different components, it just made so much more sense for them to actually have the cable connections of the batteries to the right side. So we created a small document, which is now part of the documentation package, the manual, which outlines the steps that our installers have to do to make it work. And that is pretty much changing a few wires and changing one setting in Victron Connect. And then you can swap it around. And this works then for the Lynx BMS, the old one, and the new one, Lynx BMS NG. And it also works for the Lynx shunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And yeah. And don't forget to do the wiring and the software and not one of the two.
Because exactly.
Then you have then you have a small issue. For the BMV, you can do it without any wiring differences.
Yeah.
But for a BMS, it's something different. You have to also do it with the wiring.
We already had a few installers testing this out for us and finding out that you have to do both. Yes.
Well, I have learned a lot about our lithium development. What about you, Marika?
Yeah, me too. Well, do you have more to tell us? Or
I think that's... Thank you for having me. It's a blast. And it's also very interesting to be here and looking forward to the next podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Erik, for your time and all the information. And thank you, Johannes, of course. If you want to learn more about lithium batteries or BMSs, you can visit our website. And thank you for listening to this podcast.